All right, we'll do another letter here in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in the letter number 1254 in volume 5. And this is dated the 23rd day of Mahesh, Baruch Hashem, in the year Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, Bracha V'Sholim. It's in Yiddish and written to a woman. It starts with Bracha V'Sholim. And the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter of the 12th, dated the 12th day of Cheshvan, in which you write about ... which he finds himself in Eretz HaKodesh, in the Holy Land. And he's having difficulty finding a match, a shidduch. And your thinking is that if he can shorten his beard, it would be easier for him to find a shidduch. Especially that you see that many religious people do so. They shave or shave a little bit. So the Rebbe says like this. It's extra to prolong in the following that all Jews, without exception, men, women, believe and are sons of believers. Which means we believe and we know that Hashem, blessed be He is the one that runs this great world and also the small world of every individual, every person, with specific divine providence. And in order that people should know how they should conduct themselves, so Hashem, blessed be He, gave us the Holy Torah, which points to the way, what we are permitted to do, and what we are not allowed to do. And that is during the entire lifetime of the human, of the person. And amongst all the mitzvahs, there's also the mitzvah of having a beard. There are, Rebbe says in the parentheses, such that think that their view is that you are permitted to shave your beard, or not shave, or to cut the beard. But they also know, even if they say, they know that to wear a beard is a mitzvah. In other words, while they allow to cut it, but they understand that it's a mitzvah. But there are, on the other hand, some that hold that you're not permitted to cut your beard, as the Tzemach Tzedek, who was a grandson of the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Tanya and the Shulchan Aruch, who rules lahalacha that you're not permitted to cut the beard. In any event, it's clear that wearing a beard and not cutting is a mitzvah, in that this points that there is a matter, that there is fear of heaven when a person does it. So therefore, it's understood that since that everything hinges on the master of the world, the Ribbono Shel Olam, especially in matters relating to your match, Shidduchim, that even more than any other thing, it's hinges that Hashem, blessed be He, is the total, has the total say, the total balabais. And He, blessed be He, has instructed that to have a beard, to wear the beard and not cutting it, is a mitzvah. So everybody can understand very clearly and very rightfully, it's not possible that a beard should prevent a shidduch, which is somebody who's really your match. It may prevent somebody who's not your match, but somebody who's your match is not going to prevent. And if it appears that the beard interferes to the match, to the shidduch, that means that it's, you should be lucky for him that such a shidduch did not take place. In the true match that your son will have, Hashem will provide for him in the right time, and they will lead a very lucky Jewish life in the direction, in the path of Torah mitzvahs. It would be very pleasant for me to hear from you about your family, how long are you already in the land, and what is your occupation. And the Rebbe ends with a blessing. So here the Rebbe is trying to explain a woman who's trying to help her son find a shidduch and she believes that the beard is not allowing for him to find his match. And the Rebbe basically says that a shidduch is from Hashem, and wearing a beard is a mitzvah from Hashem, regardless if you hold that you're allowed to or not, but it's still a mitzvah. And therefore, it could not be that that's possible to interfere. It must mean if it's interfering, it's only interfering for something which is not really good for him, so you should say thank you for that, not be complaining. And the truth of the matter is, this concept goes through, I mean, the Rebbe says especially by a shidduch, because that's more openly min hashamayim, it says God makes matches, so that's more. But the same thing is true in everything. And we see that in many various letters of the Rebbe. But if we believe, and we do, because we're all believers, that Hashem is the one that runs the world, so then we know that doing against Hashem isn't going to make us successful. It's not. We're not going to be successful. Well, the appearance is sometimes that you are successful, but that's only an appearance. It doesn't mean that you're really successful. So, but some of us are not 100% sure about that, because we have our inclination, or we have our own short-sightedness, and we have our own struggles. But the Rebbe sees it clearly, and the Rebbe instructs that way. The Rebbe sees it clearly that this is the absolute truth, and there's nothing else but this truth, that God is the one that runs the world, and what we have to do is what's right in the eyes of Hashem, not think that somehow a mitzvah is going to interfere with achieving the success and the goals that a person puts for himself.